name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's been about a year since Benedict the 16th appointed a commission of theologians to study the question of limbo and whether it is a teaching that would not better just be dropped. With the lapse of the year, that report is, that decision still pending, but from the news report, it seems to be in the offing. Well, brethren, whether or not there's any official pronouncement made about it, it is a heresy even to raise a question in the first place. You commit the sin of heresy for which, canon law of the church, for which one is automatically excommunicated from the church. You commit that sin not only by denying explicitly some doctrine, dogma of the church, but by even calling it into question, by even doubting it, you commit heresy. And that has been done. In calling up the question, pointing the commission of so-called theologians to study the question further, Benedict committed heresy. Not that he hadn't already done so over and over again in his years as the right-hand man of John Paul II, the predecessor. No limbo. He descended into hell. Christ, after his death, the Apostles' Creed says, he descended into hell. Hell. Not the hell of the damned, in which there is no redemption. Gehenna, as Christ calls it. But descended into what was traditionally called the bosom of Abraham. To the abode where the patriarchs, and the prophets, and the other saints, and just of the Old Testament were detained as in a prison because of original sin, which closed the gates of heaven until Christ should redeem us by his passion and death. And immediately after his death on the cross, he descended into that abode, which is commonly called, not officially, but commonly called by theologians and Catholics, limbo. Limbo, which means literally the fringe, the edge of what? The edge of hell. Because those detained in limbo were not suffering any, the pains of the fire of hell or any other suffering in what is called a suffering of sense, the physical suffering, but they were deprived of the beatific vision in heaven. And so Christ descended, and descending freed them from the bonds of limbo, freed them and gave them, as he promised the thief on the cross, the beatific vision of paradise, the beatific vision of God. Okay. Now that we know as the limbo of the fathers, that is the ancient patriarchs and prophets and the saints of the Old Testament, the limbo of the fathers. Well, then that no longer exists. I mean to say that condition, but it is still the place for those who die without the sacrament of baptism. So infants who die without being baptized before they reach the age of reason and consent, as well as those who are insane or otherwise don't have the use of reason, who die without being baptized, it is a teaching of the church, and anyone who denies it is denying something that is de fide. That is, in teaching a dogma of the faith, those who go to limbo, they, the limbo of the infants, if you will, never enter heaven. St. Augustine himself says that anybody who denies that is not Catholic. But it is a divine, it is a matter of the teaching of the Church. Make no mistake about it. That much is definite. The Church does not define anything further about what we call limbo and the fact that those who die now in Christ in original sin cannot enter heaven. Christ himself told Nicodemus, if a man is not born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Now the common teaching, if you will, not of the Church itself, but of theologians following the exposition of St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest of the theologians and the common doctor of the Church, is that the limbo of the infants, for them too, is not a place where they suffer, certainly not the pains of hell or any other suffering, but where they are and will be forever without the face-to-face vision of God in heaven. Baptism, at least in desire, without mortal sin, is a condition for that. And these infants, unbaptized infants, of course, have no, it was not their fault that they were not baptized. Those in hell, deprived of the physical vision, that's their worst penalty, even worse than the fires of hell, because they could have had heaven. They could have saved their souls. And because they are to blame for losing their souls, then that the privation of the beatific vision of heaven is the worst imaginable suffering, far worse than even the fires of hell, which punish them too, and which will burn their bodies after the last resurrection. But the souls, the infants in hell, in fact, St. Thomas and the other theologians commonly believe that as it was for the limbo of the fathers and the saints of the Old Testament, there was a place otherwise of rest and repose without any suffering until Christ came and freed them from the bonds in which the devils were able to hold them because of sin, an original sin. Okay? But apart from being unable ever to enter heaven, the souls in limbo are at rest, and they know God, of course. They know there is a beatific vision, but they're not, being unable to have it themselves is not a source of sadness or suffering for them, well, according to what the St. Thomas and the Fathers commonly believe, but rather they are thankful to God that they know Him by the natural knowledge that they have of Him, by the fact that they were created anyway, so that is their presumed condition, and the Church does not permit that to be believed. But it is essentially, limbo is essentially the fringe, not of heaven, but of hell, because while the souls there may enjoy a natural happiness, it is still an imperfect happiness. Not the supernatural happiness of the vision of heaven for which we are created. So beware the heresy of the denial of limbo.